Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God Almighty revealed himself to Moses as I am that I am. He then instructed Moses, You shall say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Exodus 3:15. Often in the Old Testament, but occasionally in the New, God identifies himself as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. In using this designation, God wanted his people to know he had kept covenant with their ancestors. He was the one who called them into his service. He was the one who had given special promises to them through these great patriarchs. And he was the one who would fulfill all the promises he had made to the Israelites. It had to be of great comfort and joy to know of God's faithfulness to his people. The name God used to identify himself to Moses, I am that I am, would be his name forever and would be his memorial unto all generations. We're not informed about the impression God's name made on the Israelite people, but we can be sure of its effect on Moses. The great prophet Moses understood that God, who revealed himself as the I Am, was not an idol of man's creation, but was the eternal God, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He also understood that God had the power to guide him and the Israelites into the land God had promised to their fathers. He knew that God would be with him in his dealings with Pharaoh and with the Israelite people. When God mentioned the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it almost certainly rang a bell in the mind of Moses. He knew what these men meant to his people. So Moses had the answer he would give to the Jews when they asked him about his authority to lead the Israelites from bondage to freedom in the land of Canaan. It did not mean there would be no further questions or objections, but it did give Moses understanding and authority. He was prepared to go among his own people and provide the leadership the nation so desperately needed. The Lord gave Moses the following commission, Go, and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Exodus 3:16. Knowing human beings as we do, both from personal observation and from God's revelation, we are sure there were many in the nation of Israel who had doubts about God's appearance to Moses. Later in the book, God enabled Moses to perform miracles to confirm his word. I urge you to read Exodus 4, verses 1 through 9. For those who believe the words of Moses, it must have been a great and glorious day. The nation had been waiting for more than 400 years to be delivered from bondage. There would be difficulties ahead, but the Israelites had God's assurance that their slavery in Egypt was almost over. They would soon go to enjoy their own land that was flowing with milk and honey. At least that was their dream. The reality was that their future sins prevented their entrance into the Holy Land. Even Moses, their great prophet and military leader, would not be able to pass over Jordan into Canaan. During Israel's stay in Egypt, God was concerned about their mistreatment, but he used their sojourn in the land to discipline them and to get them ready to inherit the land of Canaan. It is not a great compliment to the Israelites that almost as soon as they left Egypt, they rebelled against God's law. Eventually, they had to be disciplined again by spending 70 years in Babylon. Why do we not learn from such discipline? Could it be stubbornness? Thank you, and may God bless.